Proclamation number 5847, dated the January 7th, 1954. Belief in Jesus Christ. Christ's suffering. No person on earth is able to judge Christ's suffering as Jesus experienced it, because the physical pain was accompanied by indescribable spiritual torment, for which a person has no understanding as long he himself has not been spiritualized. No person will therefore be able to claim of having suffered the same agonies, because the agonies of soul far surpass the physical pain, since Jesus carried humanity's entire burden of sin and was the center of the battle against evil forces which he had challenged himself. This darkness made his soul of light tremble, and his soul suffered far greater torment than his body. And this appalling agony is inconceivable for you humans, even though you know of it, hence you will only realize the magnitude of his act of salvation in the spiritual kingdom, when your soul is enlightened and it is shown the inconceivable act of compassion. As long as you live on earth, you should simply believe in him. You should envisage the love of Jesus, the human being, who took upon himself an exceedingly painful death merely to help his fellow human beings in their spiritual adversity. You should envisage that he suffered innocently, that he himself was the purest and kindest being on earth, and that he, on account of his boundless love, was also full of strength and power, and yet he forfeited his strength in order to suffer on your behalf. You should, whether you can empathize with the depth of his suffering or not, place yourselves consciously by his side. You should not keep a distance, for through his crucifixion he calls you to himself. He only wants you to acknowledge him as Son of God and Redeemer of the world, that you believe in his mission, that you believe that God himself was in the human being Jesus, and that his suffering and death on the cross was only permitted by God so that humanity would be redeemed, that the atonement was offered to God for a transgression which could not remain unexpiated according to divine justice, and which people would never have been able to absolve themselves of. You humans should believe that the mission of the man Jesus consisted of bringing God's love and his righteousness into harmony again, and so to re-establish the order which had been revoked through the past sin of rebellion against God. You should only believe that every human being requires salvation through Jesus Christ, that Jesus' crucifixion was not merely a historical event but had a spiritual reason. You should believe that love descended to earth in order to redeem you humans. And you should believe that Jesus, the human being, so abundantly loved God and his fellow human beings, that the eternal love was able to manifest itself in him, and that all miracles and Jesus' wisdom can only be explained in this way. You should simply believe that Jesus' crucifixion was more than a historic event, and draw your own consequences from it, i.e., by placing yourselves under the cross of Christ, and know that you, too, belong to those for whom Jesus accomplished the act of salvation. You should acknowledge him as Son of God and Redeemer of the world. Then your faith will result in your soul's redemption, for it will detach itself from the opposing power. It will feel itself looked after by the Savior Jesus Christ, for it will learn to love him and only want to live to please him. It will avoid sin and do good works. It will give itself to the one who has set it free, and it will profess his name before the whole world. Amen.